We are here, and we discussed the sixth midah. This perek beis, basically, the terms of ours discussing in terms of the various nekudis regarding the halachta bedrachov, what the various facial features represent, which means that the various facial features, each one represents a particular midah of halachta bedrachov. So the last two that we discussed was the chamishis and the shishis. The chamishis was referring to regarding how one treats one's eyes. Eyes is part of the face, eyes is part of the tzelem elokim, and therefore there is a prescribed hanhoga how one deals with the eyes. And just to remind the oilam, just a few words that he had said. He says, Einov, regarding the eyes, in the midah hachamishis, v'yistakol bem klal b'shum dover meguna, that a person should not gaze at all at anything that is unbecoming, anything that is repulsive. But rather, one should use one's eyes, he says, in a positive way. Omnom, he says, tihiyeno tomit pekucha, is the eye should always be open. Keep your eyes open to make sure that you realize and see what's going on when there is somebody who is possibly in the need of your assistance and aid. Keep your eyes open to see if there's anybody suffering. People basically who are suffering, people who are in trouble. For those people, don't keep your eyes closed. Keep your eyes closed. Block your eyes from seeing things that are meguna, things that are despicable. But at the same time, one has to strike that balance and keep one's eyes open to make sure that he sees what he's supposed to be seeing. That was regarding the eyes. Then in midah hashishis chaitmoy, the nose represents charoinaf, represents kas. And as we see, the very, very sharp lashonis that the Talmud Dvarim pointed out regarding kas, where he uses the opening lines. The opening line that he uses in his statement is me'olam lo yimotze boi charoinaf klal. Not an easy task at all. He doesn't say merely that a person should strive merely to cut down. Of course, you have to start somewhere. But ultimately, he says, what is the tafkid odom? The tafkid odom, as he says, is me'olam lo yimotze boi charoinaf klal. One should never, he said, should never really be allow himself to be caught up in the matzav of kas. But rather, one should always be in a position in a matzav of goodwill, basically, and patience, and so on and so forth. So we'd like to take a look at the sheet, which we didn't manage to do last week. Look at some of the items. Not all of them, but some of the items. And this is basically a combination of regarding the issues of the midah hachamishis and as well as the midah hashishis. We start off, first of all, here right away on top, the Shari Tshuva that we have, Rabbeinu Yoinah. Regarding, again, reinforcing that which the Talmud Dvarim pointed out, the achrayis that a person has when he uses his eyes and to what purposes one uses his eyes. That's enough just to bring down, as we have here, four lines of Rabbeinu Yoinah and Shari Tshuva. And Rabbeinu Yoinah says as follows. It's kedai just to mention again something about Rabbeinu Yoinah. And that is, Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner had once said, he said, there are many, many Sifrei Musar around. There are many, there's Chovos Avos, there's Orchei Tzadikim, and there's Shari Tshuva, and there's Pele Yoyetz, and so on and so forth. And Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner said, the fact is that not every Musar Sefer is compatible with a particular person. Some people would have an affinity to this particular Sefer. Some people find the Hesoiris, if you learn Chovos Avos, more philosophical type of a Sefer. Certainly great people did do a lot in Chovos Avos. Some Sefer would not start a shir before he started with a few lines of Chovos Avos. Also, Mechol Ber Weissmandel would have a weekly shir, I believe, maybe even more, maybe a daily shir, continuously giving a shir regarding Chovos Avos. And then so on and so forth. Different people find the Hesoiris. The different Sfarim move different people. But Rav Chaim Volozhiner said, Shari Tshuva, he said, is a Dovra Shova L'chol Nefesh. Shari Tshuva says everybody can get and take something out of Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva is not a safer only for particular people. Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoinah, is a safer that can move anyone, and everyone can find true benefit to the service of Shari Tshuva. Says the Shari Tshuva as follows, Va'avoin hu'enayim. He says, what does one do in order to be misakin, to purify the kilkulim and all the damage that one did with his spiritual eyes? How do you fix that? How does one repair one's eyes? And he says, Yechupar bidmois, the way that you purify your eyes is with tears. Very interesting. In the physical world, doesn't it work that way also? If you want to clean, you want to launder something, so you use water. For the eyes, you also use water. but not water from the sink. You use water in the form of tears. Tears, which the shayrish of tears is the lev nishbar, is the broken heart. That's what tears are. There's nothing that can wash out, he says, and purify the anayim. There's no better liquid than the liquid that one finds in the moed, that one finds in one's tears. K'mon shenemar. By the way, Gedolim used to say, you know, that when the Yontif of Sukkot is approaching and coming along, and everybody hopes to have a nice esrik, a beautiful esrik, a pri etzodar, today, Baruch Hashem, the nisyonis are not that great, because as long as, at least if you're willing to pay for it, you can find one. But in years in past, ancient times, certainly in previous generations, sometimes for all the money you'd like to pay, there was only a limited amount of esrogim, that's it. You couldn't get any more. So, if you did find an esrik, but to find a hodor, an esrik, a beautiful esrik, was a rarity. You had to have a schus, a person, if he was eichet, to have a nice esrik, a clean esrik, with tremendous simcha. We thank the Rabbi Nishloim that he gave him the schus to have this year, that was eichet, to acquire a clean esrik. So Tzadikim used to say that the tears that one sheds in Aser Shimei Tshuva, those tears wipe out the spots of your esrik. The esrik that you're going to have on Sukkot might somehow be symbolic of what and how your tshuva looked like. So you arrive at Sukkot, you have a whole regiment, a whole series of anhogiv yomim noroim till you come to Sukkot. Maybe the esrik is symbolic. It's a picture of what type of a yom noroim you had, because the tears, in fact, the appropriate tears of a Aseres Yemei Tshuva, can also benefit the esrik that comes up to wipe out and to wash out the stains of the esrik. So Rabbi Yoin is telling us, "Avoinu enayim yechubra b'demoyis," that the avoinu enayim, that the averus of the eyes, is something that is mechuper through demoyis. That is how one is mechaper, that how one atones. K'mo shenema, and look how he touches this pasuk in Tehillim. Dovid HaMelech says as follows. Dovid HaMelech says, and he describes of how the great lengths of how he went to do tshuva, and he says, "Palge mayim yordu enai." Streams of water, he says. Streams of water came out of my eyes. Streams of water, he says, emitted from my eyes. Aloi shomru toiresecho. You know what aloi shomru toiresecho means? Aloi shomru, because they didn't keep your Torah. Dovid HaMelech should have said, I cried and tried to atone for the fact that I didn't keep the Torah. He's not putting the doggies, he's not putting the emphasis that he was not showing Torah. He says, "Pal gimayim yordu enai." The eyes cried. Why did the eyes cry? Aloi shomru, because they didn't keep the Torah. Says Rabbeinu Yoin Eliyomar, al loy shomarti Torah secho. The Mel not saying that I cried because I did not keep the Torah. This aveira, that aveira, and so on. Avalomar, but what he said was, loy shomru, they didn't keep. You know what that means? Kihem sibivu achet. Because if I had any averus, the shayrish of the averus were the eyes. Ayin roya leiv choymed, and therefore it leads them to anywhere and any place. Is the eyes that are the sibah of the chait, al kein hoiradati palgimayim. So the Melech is saying, palgimayim yordu enai, aloi shomru teresach, it's because of them, they were the cause of the lack of shmir and Torah. So again, here we clearly see the emphasis on the koich of the eyes and the role that the eyes play. So if one is not shomer one's eyes, it's not just the kilkel in the eyes, it's not just the aveira of leisasurach levavchim v'achreinechem, which that is bad enough, the spiritual destruction to the eyes, but what comes out of it, the consequences of that the eyes is really the shayrish of how actually can be a shomer Torah in general. If one's eyes is not purely, if one's eyes are not really protected, then in fact the rest of his Yiddishkeit is also quite suspended in the air, and it's not on firm ground. And this can be easily confirmed, as we see further, as we'll see. We have here Rav Tzadik HaKohen in Pri Tzadik, Parshas Yisroi. So Rav Tzadik HaKohen, and he says as follows. Tzadik HaKohen says, Vigam, this, of course, as you can see, this is in the middle of an essay, Rav Tzadik says. Rav Tzadik HaKohen of Lublin says, Vigam kifi sheshomati merabbeinu HaKodesh zecher tzadik v'kodesh levrocho. Of course, when Rav Tzadik HaKohen, when he refers to Rabbeinu HaKodesh, that's the Ishbitzer. Tzadik HaKohen was the Talmud of the Ishbitzer, who broke away from the Kotzker Rebbe and started, so to speak, his own Chassidus. And Rav Tzadik HaKohen and Rav Leib Lager, of course, the two noted, the greatest ones of the followers and the Chassidim of the Ishbitzer Rebbe. And you realize that many, many times is something that we had mentioned in the past when we learned Rav Tzadok HaKohen, that Rav Tzadok HaKohen, when he used to say Torah, when he used to say Torah on Shabbos, being that Rav Tzadok with his tremendous knowledge, basically he had a command over entire Shas, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Midrashim, so he didn't always bother, to state the Mekairis. When he quoted a Mamar Chazal, he didn't always bother to mention where it is, as if assuming that you would know where it is. So on Moshe Shabbos, when the various Gaboim who would rewrite the Torah, the Rav Tzadok said on Shabbos, they'd always have to come to him and say, Rebbe says, this Chazal that you said, where is it? In order to be able to be Mitzayim, basically to write it down. And he would say, this is a Medrash, and this is a Gemara, and this is so on, and this is so forth. Then there was a particular Mamar Chazal. They said, Rebbe, where's this Chazal from? And Rav Tzadok said, it's not really a Chazal. I heard it from my Rebbe. But when my Rebbe says something to me, it's a Chazal. It's an amazing thing. The great Cheshivas that Rav Tzadok HaKohen attributed and had for his Rebbe, Dizhebitzer. So he calls him, as you see over here, when he says, I heard from Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Amar Shomru, Chazal say Masechtas Brochas. That ain't like HaKodesh Brochu Be'alomo Yela Daladam Esho Alocha Bovad. This vast, vast, great world. Thousands of miles of world. Where does HaKodesh Brochu really have interest in this great world? And Chazal say HaKadosh Baruch Hu really doesn't have much interest in the world at all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interest is focused, he says, only on the Dalarama Shel Halacha. So Rav Tzadok, what does that mean therefore? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interest is focused on the Dalarama Shel Halacha, therefore he says, V'ayinu Dishom Mokem Ashrois HaShchineh. Because in the Dalarama Shel Halacha, that's the place of Ashrois HaShchineh. Says Rav Tzadok now, that the Yomar, he says, my Rebbe said, what does Dalarama Shel Halacha mean? Now, usually, it is always translated, Dalarama Shel Halacha means the Dalarama is where someone sits and learns. That's what the Dalarama Shel Halacha. Dalarama Shel Halacha. A person who sits and learns, that is the Dalarama Shel Halacha, and of course it is. But if Tzadok said, my Rebbe said, it's not limited to that. Dalarama Shel Halacha is not limited, he says, only when one sits and learns in a particular area. These are the Dalarama Shel Halacha. It's beyond that. Let me just tell you something. It's very interesting. That Rameir Shapiro, the Choyin Lavrocha, Lablina Rov, used to say. And I remember, I believe it was a number of years ago, I said it over to Ramosha Halberstam, the Choyin Lavrocha from Yerushalayim. And Mamish, he got so, he says, Du sabach kaim ulish gehet, he says. He got so excited because he had a strong shaykhis, a chavivist to Rameir Shapiro, because his mother was from Shots, and Rameir Shapiro grew up in Shots. As a matter of fact, Rameir Shapiro was known as the Shotzer Ilui. And Ramosha Halberstam's mother was from Shots. So they were, as he said, my mother was very close with Rameir Shapiro. He says when they grew up, they played together. Anyway, so Rameir Shapiro once said as follows, being that he built Yeshivas Chacham in Lublin, and who is more energetic, who is more creative than Rameir Shapiro? I mean, to be able to come out, to be able to produce such an edifice, such a tremendous, tremendous building, especially in those days, even a Chiddush, I always see in a Chiddush for today, to be able to put up such a building, especially in those days, the Havimin, to put up such a building, a yeshiva, never existed before. He wanted to show what Kavod HaTorah is, what Kavod HaTorah deserves to have such type of a binyan for learning Torah. No, but you have to raise money. So of course, what would Rameir Shapiro try to do? Rameir Shapiro tried to do like anybody who tried to encourage people to give money to show the cheshivas of Hachzokas HaTorah. He tried to impress upon you what Hachzokas HaTorah is. So among the many, many things, there were hundreds of mamorim of Rameir Shapiro on this aspect to this, you know. But one of the things that he said was as follows. And he says like this. You know, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos that when someone actually moves an item, right, picks up an item from one Rishus, from a Rishus HaYochid, right, and places it in a Rishus HaRabim, he makes a Hanoche in Rishus HaRabim, of course he's Chayiv. He was a Moitzi Rishus Rishus. It's a Malacha Deraisa. We know that. The Gemara says more than that. You don't actually have to put it down in the next Rishus on the ground. If you put it in the hands of a person, if you put it into the hands of a person who's a Rishus HaRabim, that's called a hanocha, that's called placing it in the next rishus. And the Gemara Shabbos asked the post a question. How can you be chayiv for placing an item in the hands of someone? Hanocha has to be in a mokim that's dalar al dalar. It has to be in a mokim choshev. That's at least four tfochim by four tfochim. And here he only put it in somebody's hand. And the Gemara answers the famous word of the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Yodoy shalodom ke dalar al dalar. That the hand of a person has a cheshivis of dalar al dalar. So Meir Shapiro said, he says, he doesn't know what it means. Not everybody has a schus to learn and sit in the Dalaram Mishal Aloche. But Yodosh Shalodah, Midaham, Tegetzedukis, Kedalad Al Dalad, Adoyev Yadzitzna Dalaram Mishal Aloche. That's Rav Meir Shapiro. That's a clinic of Rav Meir Shapiro. Yodai shel adam, the hand of a person, a magzik toire, is kedal al dalet, means as if he is in the dalet al mishal aloche. The koich and the cheshiv is vachzokis at toire. Anyway, going back now to Rav Tzadik HaKohen. So Tzadik tells us that I heard from my Rebbe that when Chazal say ein lo hakadosh baruch hu b'olam l'dal al mishal aloche, it does not mean she'ein ha'machuvim davka al mishal aloche min ha'aloche. It's not referring davka to someone who is learning halacha. Rak al misha mekayim halacha. It's referring to someone who is mekayim, who abides by halacha, who keeps halacha. Halacha means davka learning. For example, and here's a prime example that he gave. The Haina, he says, af shehoylech berachayv. Let's say a person is walking on the street. He's not learning, he has no sefer, he's not saying tilim, he's not thinking about Torah. Basically speaking, while he's walking, at that time, he doesn't have any shaykhis with ruchnis. He's walking on the street. However, while he's walking on the street, the roye dover mechuer, and he sees something which is inappropriate. And what does he do? And he closes his eyes, he turns away. V'oitzem ein of merois berab, that's a posuk. And he closes his eyes from viewing that which is inappropriate. That's called dal ramish al aloche. His walking is not stam walking in the street. His walking is a kiyum of dal ramish aloche. He was now mekayim while he was walking. While he was walking now, he was mekayim mitzvah satayre. Because mekayim mitzvah, he has now elevated his halicha, and this becomes dal ramish al aloche, he says. Ubenefesh kezeh, this type of a person, shoyre kudushosa yizborach shemoi, he says, yizoyche that hashos hashchina rests upon him. So here again, here we have another example that Rav Tzadik HaKohen, as he gives us what's dalet al mishal aloche regarding the Einayim, what the Talmud Devar is talking about over here. The person walking on the street and sees something inappropriate, and he's able to control his urge, he would rather look, he'd rather view, he's able to turn away, he closes his eyes, he turns away. That is a great tzitzkis. And this is called a person who's mekayim dalet al mishal aloche. You realize Rav Sholem Shvadron, about the many svarim that he put out from his rabbeim, the Bala Musar. Of course, as you know, that he put out the Leiv Eliyahu for Rabbi Eliyahu Lapyan. And in the Hagdomah of Leiv Eliyahu Chelik Aleph, Rav Sholem tells us the following incident, following anecdote. Rav Sholem says, and this comes to mind because Rav Tzadik talks about Dalet al mishal aloche could mean even if you're walking on the street, pause, you're doing nothing, but blocking and closing your eyes from seeing something that's inappropriate, that's a key of Dalet al mishal aloche. You have now made a tremendous, tremendous avodas Hashem out of that simple act of walking. Stam walking. So Shalom says that once, he says, I was walking together, he says, with Rabbi Eliyahu Lapyan, and we were passing through Shchunas Machne Yehuda. The Olam, if you are familiar with Yerushalayim, you know the Machne Yehuda, it's not a great place for the things that, it's not as gula for Shemir Zanayim, because it says we came to the Shchuna of Machne Yehuda. So he says, I figured, Rav Sholem says, I wanted to save my Rebbe's time, so Mela, I took him through the Shuk. Pleasure to save time, because otherwise it meant we'd have to go around and about. So Rav Sholem says, and he writes actually, V'yifne elai b'kepeda gedoyle. All of a sudden he turns towards me with a kepeda gedoyle, with a tremendous hakpode. And then he writes in parentheses, he says, he looked at me with a tremendous hakpode, anger on his face, but I want you to know, I know it wasn't really anger. It was just on the surface. You know why I know? Because I once heard that once asked him, this is what Shalom says, I once heard that somebody once asked Rabbi Lapyan, who is Zoychet Arichas Yomim, you know, when he was about around, I think he was like 80 years old, that's when the Chazanish told him to move further. Now, instead of stopping his career to become Ashgiach over there in, so he asked him, in what schus were you Marach Yomim? So Rabbi Lapyan said, Miyoyim omdoy al datoy, from the time that I remember, he said, Loikoas al shum odom v'le al shum dover. I never got angry, he said, on no one, no person, and not on anything. In schus, he says, of controlling my kas, he says. That's a schus. So Shom says that agav, he says. So here I took him through Machne Yehuda. And he turned to me with a kepeda gedoyla, but it had to be only on the surface. He wasn't really angry. He wanted me to believe. He wanted me to see that this was inappropriate what I did, to take him to the shuk, to take him to the shuk of Machdi Yehuda. And he says to me, what did you do? He spoke to him in third person. Was at ihr getan? He spoke to him. He didn't say do. He said, was at ihr getan? He said, what did you do? It's mefurish in Rambam. The ike darke achrine. If you have a choice to go in a different way, the Gemara says, Roshahu. Says the Gemara, what about if I decide to go on an inappropriate road, but I close my eyes? So the Gemara says, Afal piken. Closing one's eyes is only an excuse if you have no other way. This is the only road, but you don't put yourself in an Nesoyin. So Rav Lapian says to him, he said, where are you taking me here? Through Machne Yehuda, he says. How are you taking me here? Through the Shuk. This is the idea. The posik that Rav Tzadik quoted here. Oitzem Einov, Merois Bera. Oitzem Einov, closing one's eyes. So the Gemara says in Bava Basra, if there's a dark achrin, if you really have a choice, you don't go in a way of Nesoyinus. You rather go around about way. If you have a brayer, you can do it. So maybe you should do that. The Tircha, one should not think of the Tircha, but rather one should think about the damage that would rather do to one's Neshama. So again, so here we're talking about again the Cheshivas of the Einayim, which we learned in the Midah Chamishis from the Torah Devarim. Comes Rav Tzadik again in a different Mokim. Just want to show you, there's countless of places, but I want to show you just two places in Rav Tzadik. In Sefer Machshava is Chorutz, he writes over there as follows, writes Rav Tzadik, you realize that Sanhedrin Nikroim Einei Hoedo. You ever think of that? Sanhedrin are called Eina Ha'edah. They're called the eyes of the community. Why are they called Eina Ha'edah? The point of the Nekudah is because if we want to give a choshev a title to the Sanhedrin, of course on a simple level it means they are our eyes. We are able to see what's right and wrong through the eyes, through the vision of the Sanhedrin. They have a clear vision. They have a pure vision. They recognize things that we don't recognize. Things that appear to us, it's okay, I don't see anything wrong, because your vision is myopic. But the vision of the Sanhedrin, which is the Das Torah, they have a totally different vision. So we can understand why they're called Eino Edo. But in Yonenu, there's also another reason why they are called Eino Edo. Because in order to be Sanhedrin, to have the Siyata Dishumaya, it depends in the Kedushas Huaynayim, how one is capable of being Shomer one's Enayim. How one uses his eyes. Sanhedrin is synonymous with Kedushas Einayim. Sanhedrin are called Eino Edo. The Yedua says, Rav Tzadik, look what he says, it's Yedua. The Haschola Sachem Dol Oilam Azeh. What is the Haschola? What is the seed of desire? What is the seed of Taiva? What is the seed? Where does it start from? The Yedua says, Haschola Sachem Dol Oilam Azeh Shezehu HaGoyrim. That is which is Goyrim Lemayin. Bimsiris Nefesh. He says, what is the cause of one's downfall? What is the cause of one's downfall? That, Rabbi said, that is the issues with the internet over here. These are the issues. It's the eyes. It begins with the eyes. That is the Hascholas Achemdas, he says, and later on he says, this is the idea. This is what brings about, this is the destruction, this is the downfall of the person. And says with Tzadik something incredible. Does Yoilam know? You shouldn't know. But anybody who has the Shaykhis, if you've been at least to some Levi's and see some Akoyim and some in Hogim, sometimes you see it, but this is the way it's done. That the Nifter, that we know like that the Nifter, of course, they clothe them in his Tachrichim, but they put Shivrei Cheres, that they put pieces of Cheres, of shards, they put it on the eyes. They put Cheres on the eyes of a Nifter. The Tzadik, you know why? Why do they put on the Nifter? Why do they put Cheres on his eyes? Says Reb Tzadik V'Alkein, therefore, Noistin Shivrei Cheres Al Eine Hames Kenoida. Because you realize this mace now is leaving this world. You know where he's going to? You know where he's headed to? You know where he's going? He's going very soon and very quickly to be standing Lifnei Melech Malchem Lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's going to have to answer quite a number of questions. And those questions that he will not be able to answer favorably, it began with the eyes. In many, many instances, it began with the eyes. And therefore, they let him know now, the eyes is, if you're in trouble, you have to realize, it's the eyes. It's the eyes is really which is going to be the cause of the din v'cheshbon that you're going to have to give now, and the reaction in Shemayim to how you have behaved. It all started with the eyes. And if Tzadik says a very beautiful word, he says, Valken Omru B'Tainas Daf Chav Dalet, it's a good Sheva Bruches Torah sometimes. He says, the Gemara says in Tainas, Kala She'eneo Yofis, a Kala who has beautiful eyes, Ein Kol Gufa Tzricha B'dika. Simply means is, if the eyes are okay, you don't have to be B'dik anything else. What does that mean? So Tzadik says, we're talking about, if a person, in his spiritual life, if you take spiritual inventory, if someone's eyes are spiritual, you can be sure his hands are, his feet are, because the most difficult chelik to control is the eyes. And if one's eyes are in good shape spiritually, you don't have to check out the rest. Kale she'eineo yofois, the eyes have this kedushas ho'enayim. The eyes are ruchnis digi eyes. She has proper hashkofis enayim yofois. She knows what to look at. She recognizes what is appropriate, what is not appropriate. Kale she'eneo yofois, if her eyes are in the right place, kol gufa ein tzricha bedika, does not need bedika. So again, this reinforces what we're talking about. Let's take a look, Rabbeisai, because we have to save time here. Let's take a look, number 8 here, further down, which is the Yaris Davash, Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz. It's kedai just to see a few words of Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz. Eibshitz, you know, the great Goyen, he was, of course, the preeminent scholar of his generation. The greatest, he was the Gadol HaDor, clearly. At the same time, he also was a tremendous Baal Musar. Usually, you know, in the world we live in today, you have a Mashgiach for Musar, and you have a Rosh Yeshiva giving Shurim. Rosh Yeshiva also gives a couple of Shemusim sometimes here and there. But the strength of a great Rosh Yeshiva usually is not the Shemusim. Usually it's the Shurim. And you have a, what you call, today everything is specialist. You have a special, everything is specialized in something. The general practitioner, you know, you don't consider Ken Gunish. So you have to specialize. In the spiritual world also, you have to have specialists. Some of the specialists on Musar, and some of the specialists on Shiurim, somebody's a specialist on Halacha. In other words, a Rosh Yeshiva is not a specialist in Psak. He's not a Pesach. And usually someone who is a Pesach, he specializes in Psak. He's not that great in giving Shiurim. Everybody specializes in different areas. The Yonason Eibshitz was a specialist in all areas. All areas. And truth be told, to the real great ones, they were specialists everywhere. Yechsam Sofer was a specialist in every area. The greatest Pesach in his generation, the greatest... the greatest Baal Mechadish in Halacha in every area, and the greatest in Agoda and Agadita, and so on and so forth. Same thing with Rabbi Kiv Eger, and same thing with Noi Behuda. The greats were always specialists in every area. But of course, we have limited koiches. We are not able to master all areas, so we specialize, right, in limited areas. But Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz says the following. It's in Yaris Davash, Chelek Aleph. He says as follows. This is in the middle of a lengthy drosha. Umezeh yesh lilmoid lenoshim. Based upon, says Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz, based upon what I said above, to Chachas Megula, this is an open rebuke. Shitihieno Tzenuos Yoishvos Aholim. Let them live Bitznius. Let them not flaunt themselves on the outside. V'toyda Lokeli says, and thank the Rabbeinu Shloilam Bikan, means in our community, Noshim Tzenuos Be'atzmuson. In other words, within themselves they are Tzenuos. Tehilo Lokel. We don't hear anything about any illicit relationships. Baruch Hashem, he says, the art's newest in that respect, but there still is a problem. You know what the problem is? The problem is, they congregate in the streets where all the men walk by. And as a result, they force that men have to encounter them. That's kamat not possible to pass through unless you bump into them. The Yonason now speaks to the women. Bibakosha mikem. Yeah, I plead with you. Lomo lochem zois ligarois hayetzer hara ba'atzmechen. Haloi dai lomu bimilchotenum yetzer hara kashocha. It's enough our own yetzer haras. Does it have to be flaunted on us? Does it have to be thrown on us? The yesh lomu lihishomra mimenu mikolra. There's a yetzer hara in every area of life. Shemiri Shabbos could be an Nisoyin. Shemir Taloshin is an Asoyin. Shemir Tanaim is an Asoyin. There's so many different Mulchomas, so many different fronts that we have to wage war against the Yetzirah. Do we need anything extra? This is not a Mulchomas Mitzvah, he says. Now, what's the need of it? Mulchomas Mitzvah means you need this Mulchomas. Why do we need this Mulchomas if we can avoid this Mulchomas? We can avoid it. We are the cause of the Sibir. So now we are thrown into it. So now we have a Melchoma, a new Melchoma Sayetzer that's being thrown upon us. Look what he says further. ובייחוד and especially, says Rabbi Yonason, יש לנו להישום and hear her the histaklus. We have to be careful to guard our minds, the histaklus, and what we look at and what we view at. Ki hu mazik le'odom ad le'moit. It's not just the iser of it, but the damage that it does spiritually. The focus is not only on the iser, the focus is on the consequences. It's mazik le'odom ad le'moit b'chol devar chevetz mechefte shemayim. You can't begin to grow spiritually, he says, if your eyes are not guarded. Hein limud, you can't be matzliach in learning. Hein tefillah, nor in davening. Vehein b'chol dovor. V'lochein, therefore, no, please, he says. Hey, siru royem al aleichem. Remove these evil ways mineged enechem. Minu atzmechem. Hold back, withdraw mitoyei v'zu. And so on and so forth. Then he talks about yichud and so on. So again, this does not need any extra encouragement, as we see again that every sefer that is ma'ir in terms of avodas Hashem, in terms of how a person is able to reach any madrega of ruchnius, we see the emphasis, the great, great, tremendous emphasis regarding the eyes. It's interesting to mention Rav Shlomo Shvadron also in the Hagdomah, Takeder Telev Elio, and he says another thing. Rav Shlomo says that once, he says, Rabbi Yoel Apian said an amazing thing. I mean, Rabbi Yoel Apian, during his lifetime, he gave hundreds and hundreds of drushes. Hundreds of drushes. So if Shalom says, Rabbi Yoel Apian once said that when he darshans lifnei rabim, he says he darshans in front of a lot of people, public drusha, he says, I don't close my eyes. My eyes are on the people. However, I don't see even one person. Rabbi Yoel Apian said, when I say my musar, when I give my drosha, he says, I'm in a different world. I don't bother closing my eyes. I don't have to. I'm not distracted. I don't see anyone. I don't want to see anyone because I'm not focusing on any particular person. It's as if nobody's here. I don't close my eyes and I don't see a single person. And he said it, Rabbi Sholem said that, Rabbi Yoel Apian said it three times. He said it three times, Ich seh sie nicht. I don't see them. I don't see them. He said, I don't see them. So Rav Shalom says, I asked Rav Eli Apian, he says, how is it possible to have open eyes and not to see? How is it possible such a thing? And Rav Eli said, you know how it is? This is through Tzimtzum HaMachshove. It's mind control. If a person exercises mind control, that's something doesn't come overnight. But if a person exercises mind control, Tzimtzum HaMachshove, he says, which means Tzimtzum HaMachshove, to focus and concentrate totally, completely on what you're saying, on the subject matter, he says, then you are able to achieve this type of madrega, that it's you're talking that you have people in front of you, your eyes are open, you don't see them. So if Sholem says, Chabuk Efreidim Rebbe, says, I asked my Rebbe, I said, I asked him, teach me also. But if Sholem, not he said, for you it's too late, you got to start young. It's too late already, he said. That you got to start young. This is not going to work for you. So this is Rabbi Yisrael regarding the Midah HaMishis, that the Torah of the verse speaks about the eyes. Of course, we have the Midah HaShishis. In the Midah HaShishis we spoke about, we had Choytmoy regarding the Holakta Bedrochav, regarding the nose. The nose represents Charoinaf, controlling one's anger. Let's take just a few excerpts of things which are so fundamental. Let's take a look on the sheet here on top. On the top left, first of all, look at the Shlo HaKodesh in Parshas Mishpatim. Just a few words of the Shlo HaKodesh. The Shlo HaKodesh in Parshas Mishpatim says as follows. On the pasuk that talks about, you know, the various oifanim, how a person can cause damage to his neighbor, Parshas Mishpatim, of course, deals with civil law. Kisei tzeyesh yomotza koitzim, that if someone betri will have a fire coming out of his property and is going to burn down, right, somebody's bush and so on and so forth. So the Torah talks about the responsibility and the achrayus of payment that you have to make to the other person. Said the Shlo HaKodesh, Kisei tzeyesh yomotza koitzim. This is physical, but there's also a remes. There's also a remes here, spiritual. What's the spiritual message? Yesh bikan remes le'esh ha-machloikis or le'esh ha-kas. Fire! The fire of machloikis. When somebody is angry, the kas, the fury, we say the heat of passion. Even in English we say it that way. The heat, the esh. The person is so fired up. He's fueled up. When the Potik says, Kiseitze Yesh, the Shloah Kodesh, this is a remez for the Esha Machlekes, the Esha Kas. She Tzorech Lishmoy Shemira Yisere, Shloiteitze Memenu. In other words, when the Torah talks Kipshutoi, that when a person lights a fire in his property, be careful. Be careful to guard the fire to make sure that it doesn't leave your property and travel onto your friend's property. This is also referring not only to the physical Esh, it's referring to the Esh Hakas. Make sure that you contain it. Don't allow the Esh Hakas. Kiseitze Yesh, make sure it doesn't happen. Because you're going to be chayef. The same way when actual Esh leaves your property and goes and causes damage to your neighbor's property, the Esh Hakas, the same responsibility you have regarding the Esh Hakas. And look what he says, with the Shloah Kodesh says, Afil Shloibim Mischavmu Beyoinis. Even without Kavon, let's remember what he says, Shloah Kodesh lived 400 years ago. Afil Shloibim Mischavmu Beyoinis. Uklal Godel Huzeh, this is a Klal Godel. Controlling anger is also a Klal Godel. Lehevior Lehioisa Kodesh Bechol Kedushais. Controlling anger, therefore, is not an isolated midah, which one has to work on and refine. But that also becomes imidiklolius. That the way one controls one's anger, again, has again a devastating effect on his entire, madregen ruchnius, where he's standing. His entire platform. He says, this is the yesoid. Kas, controlling one's kas. This is the nekuda, how to bring one, to bring a person, to be a kodesh b'chol kedushas. So let's move a little bit to the right, which is number 9, it says here on top of the page, just a little bit to the right. Because this is going to be a Mishnah in Ovois, and take a look what Rabbeinu Yoina says. And going back in Rabbeinu Yoina. Before we had Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva, now we have Rabbeinu Yoina's Pirush in Masechtas Ovois. Eizehu Gibor, who is considered to be a Gibor? Who is considered to be a powerful person? Chazal say Akoivish Sitzroi. The definition of a powerful person is someone who can control, more than control, conquer. Koivish means to conquer. A person who is capable of conquering his Yetzer Hara. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Mishle Toiv Erech Hapayim, someone who is an Erech Hapayim, someone who basically does not have a short fuse. Short fuse is the opposite of Erech Hapayim, but someone who can extend, someone who can delay, someone who can control Hapayim, his anger, he's greater than a Gibor. Moishel Baruchoi, someone who can control his spirit, is greater than Loiked Ir, than a warrior who conquers an entire city. The koich of conquering one's instincts. Someone who has the power of conquering one's own instincts is a greater and a bigger hero than someone who conquers an entire city. Comes Rabbeinu Yoina. Look what Rabbeinu Yoina says. Toiv Erech Hapayim Migibor. An Erech Hapayim, someone who basically can control his anger, is better than a Gibor, than a powerful person, than a strong man. Well, Moishel Baruchai, somebody who has control of his spirit, is Maloi Kedir. Right? Is greater. He's greater and more powerful than a Loi Kedir, someone who conquers a city. What is the difference between a Moishel Baruchai and an Erech Hapayim? Both mean the same thing. Moishel Baruchai means he's controlling himself, right? He's controlling himself. And Erech Hapayim means he's controlling his anger. Same way. So Rabbeinu Yoina Erech Hapayim, Nikra Erech Hapayim means Hamarech Apoi Vein Eroitze Vein Ritzoyne Linoke Miyad. Erech Hapayim is someone who basically is able to delay. He's not taking the comma right away. Ach Mamtin Shoh Umokoim Linkoim Nikmosoi. But you know what he says? Instead of doing it right now, let me wait an hour. Let me delay it. Ki hakason, because someone who is angry is not capable of delaying it. Because when you're angry, so Mamela, whatever you want, whatever your desire at this particular time, the anger takes over, Bakhlal, a person loses his capability, a person loses total control, and person is driven. He's driven and he's being controlled by his anger. He doesn't even know what he's doing. The kasan is mistake meyad. Mechabel hu masov ubloy das oisa. He mamish does it without any das. Without any das, without any knowledge even of what he's doing. So at least someone is an erech hapayim. Someone who's able to control it, meaning is to delay it. That's also madrege. If you can delay it, it's a big madrege. That already means you are not a real kasan. A real kasan will not be able to do that. This person, he says, Hamarich Apoy, Avopi Shena Moichel Mitoich Kasoy, even though he's not really forgiving yet, Elishemania Chadover Linkoi Machazman, but even to do that, look how much Gevura takes. Look how much Gevura is, you say to yourself, okay, I'm not going to forgive him, but I'm going to delay it. Even to delay your anger, to delay acting on your anger, that also takes tremendous strength. to the point, Yoser hu gvuras halev min agibra b'milchama. If it takes bravery, if it takes courage to go into war, the strong man in war, very brave man, this takes more gvura. This takes more gvura. Controlling your natural human emotions is more gvura, is more gibor than the gibor b'milchama. Not even to fully eradicate it, but to have enough control to delay, that's also tremendous gevura. As he says, then he goes further, go to the end of the line. Acha Moshel Baruchoi. Moshel Baruchoi means that he's even able to forgive. Ah, that's a much greater madrega. Not just willing to delay it, Moshel Baruchoi means he's willing to forgive, as he says. Moshel Baruchoi, which is Yosem Erchapayim, Kimitach Akas, even though he is angry now, he feels a reason to be angry, but who Moshel? Why is he Moichel? Masher Yorei Es Hashem, because he's a Yerushimayim, and he knows this is not the way he should behave. If he has such strength, he has such control, who Gibor, he is stronger, Meloiket Yer, even than someone who conquers an entire city. So here we have a simple picture. Here what Chazal are telling us. So what that tells us, at least, we know that this is an Avoida. We know this is something to come by. Somebody says to himself, he says, how do you expect me to do this? It's so hard. Of course it's hard. Chazal never told you it's easy. It's hard for everybody. Chazal have said, Ezu Gibra Kovis is Yisrael. But that is the Avoida. That is the mission. That is the Avoida. And the more that a person knows the formidable task in front of him, at least you will make the proper hachonas to be able to meet that challenge. If you underestimate your opponent, if you don't understand who you're up against, then of course, you're not going to prepare for it. But now that we know, Chazal have been telling us, they're telling us exactly how strong and what type of a mechoma you have to wage. It's like being kovish, an ear. It's like being a gibra b'milchama. So now we know what it's about, and now the Yerushimayim is able, at least, to find himself that he has a journey, he has a tafkid, he has a goal to try to be able to be zeichet to that. However, Rabbi Yisai, as much as we see the greatness, we see what it takes to be a kovish as Yisroi, we see what kovish as Yisroi. Let's take a look at what Ramchal comes to say. And Ramchal says amazing words. Ramchal is the Mesil Seishor in Perek Yud Aleph. And Ramchal says, look at the Loshin here, Vihine ha-kason kedai lehachriv oylem mole imiyah yecholes biyodoy. You know what he's saying here? Someone who is a kason, somebody who is, whose kas is incontrollable, in a fit of anger, right? In a fit of fury, he's capable of destroying a world. You know what that tells us? Well, we're living now in the age, in the atomic age, people are capable of destroying a world. Even if in their mind they know they shouldn't be doing it. But when it comes to kas, you just provoke them just enough, you lose all the cheshbonis. This is mamishin mesilas yeshorim. This should frighten us when you see. A kason, it's kedai lahachrev oylem ole. And it doesn't have to be someone who you call, you give him a title, a particular rosha. It can be quite a nice person. But when he gets angry, and if he can't control his kas, he's also capable. You say to yourself, oh, this type of a person will never do such a thing. Only certain people, right? Only certain people would have such a lowness, would have such a lowness, such lack of appreciation, lack of evaluation of human life. It's not true. Silas Yisharim says, if you are a kasa, when you are angry, everything goes. Because there's no cheshbonis. It's an amazing thing to behold. If he just had the ability, if he just had the power, you know why? Because at the time of his kas, seichel, das, right, wrong doesn't mean anything. There is nothing here. All of the attitudes, all of the knowledge, all of the things that he believes in go down the tube. They clearly, they clear his mind. Husar tam mamish, he says, he's a person without any tam. Look what he says. Kechola chayu is atorfos. He's no different, he says, than wild animals. He's no different than a wild animal. In the same way that a lion, a tiger, wild animals of prey, chayu is atorfos. Animals of prey have no hesitation whatsoever. They don't stop to think, should I not? They go ahead and do it. Same thing. A kason is like a chayu. A kason is like chayu is atorfos. For all of Nemar, and to this type of a person, is what Eev directed himself when he says, Toirith nafshoi be'apoi. He actually, what he does is, he tears his neshama apart. He tears his neshama apart through his anger. And look what he says. V'hu kal vadai. What's worse, he says, what's frightening is, it's so easy to get angry. I mean, at least, you know, if it would be, it's such a devastating midah, anger, at least if it would be hard to happen. But he said, Demis is, it's, you have, all the negatives are there. It's easy to happen, and it's so devastating. You might say it's easy to happen, okay, but the damage, at the end of the day, is not so gefelach. No. It's all the negatives, all the strikes against you. He said, "Vukal vaday lava kol mina aveira shebiyolam." It is so easy. It is so easy. Im chamoset yisrael lohem ki kvar ein loy mania achar elakasoi. He says more than that. He says, "Kas can bring him to do all aveira shebiyolam because there's nothing to prevent him. Because once he's in kas, he loses. He loses. He loses sound mind. And there's nothing to control, and it can bring him to all the aveiras." This is in essence concurring what the Shlach Kodesh told us above, that controlling kas is what brings him to be. He says, Kodosh b'chol kedushis. The negative is also true. If one does not control his anger, if one lamaisa finds himself that kas takes over, kas is moishel on him, he says there's no minia achar, he has nothing to prevent him and to hold him back. Rabbi, let's take a look, and I guess this is probably the most frightening of everything that we heard so far. With Rav Chaim Vital, if you look in the Sifrei Kabbalah, you see what the world of Kabbalah teaches regarding anger. And again, it's a frightening thing. Sometimes I say to myself, maybe it's not Kedai even. That's an Ishtavisan sometimes. But here goes. So Rav Chaim Vital says here in Shara Kedusha, he says, Moiri ha'arizal ho'yamakpid be'ovoin hakas yoyser mikol Shara Averis. You hear that? Rav Chaim Vital says, more than any Averim, my Rebbe, the Arizal was more makpid regarding kas. Even a mitzvah does not justify. Even mitzvah does not justify kas. Ukeinian Moshe, shekoad b'mei meriva melchemes midyon. What was the story with melchemes midyon? The story of melchemes midyon was that Yidden went into war midyon, and they're supposed to destroy midyon because b'nois midyon were the cause of seducing b'nei Yisrael. Having these particular relationships with the Benoist Midian. What happens back? The Yidden come back. And Moshe Ben asked, Hachisim kol Mekeva. Turns out they didn't kill them all out. It comes out that the Yidden were not become the mitzvah. They did not kill. They did not destroy the Nekevos, which they were the Siba. They were the Siba of the whole thing. They were the whole Siba of going to Melchoma. Was because of them. They were the cause of sin. Vayik tzoif Moshe, it says. Moshe Benu got angry. And Chazal say, this was kas shel mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu justifiably expressed anger for Yidden defying the instructions. They faulted. They were not mikayim the mitzvah, the mission of Midyan. He had a right to rebuke them, certainly. But it was more than rebuking them. It was anger. It was vayiktsoif Moshe. Because of that, he forgot the halacha of hagolas kelim, of kasher and kelim, because the kelim they brought back from Midian with treif kelim had to be kashered. So Moshe Rabbeinu did not have the schus to be the one to teach the halachas of Agolas kelim. He forgot it momentarily. Why did he forget it? Because he got angry. Vayiktsoif Moshe, and even though this was l'shem mitzvah, there's no l'shem mitzvah when it comes to anger. There's no l'shem mitzvah. Vayinoyz and Tam Lozen, the Arizal would give a reason. Vayim used to say, "Kari kol sharu averis." He says all the other averis einam poigmim. All the other averas are not poigim el kol avera vavera poigemes bever echot. He says any other avera that you do, is only poigim in the aver that you do the avera. If someone steals using his hands, he's poigim in his hands. If someone goes to places that he should not be going, to the pegamas in the feet. If someone is listening or hearing to something he shouldn't be hearing, moshen hara, moshen shemra, Leitonis, Nivulpeh, Pagamas in the ear. Kas envelops the whole body. Kas envelops the entire body, said the Arizal. He says, Midas akas poigemes kol haneshoma kula. Not only that, umachlefes oisa legamre. What happens is, you switch your neshoma. If you're angry, what happens is, and he points out, this is the way how it works behind the scenes. And the Arizal used to say as follows, Vayinyan hu, because when a person gets angry, when you're angry, the neshama is a chelik elikai mimal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, your body is not a mishkan, is not a resting place for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I remove the neshama. I remove your neshama because of your anger. And what happens? How do you live? So how do you survive? V'nechneset b'mkoyim ha-nefesh metara klipa. So now instead of having a neshama kedosha, you have what's called a spirit. Animals also have a nefesh, but it's not a neshama kedosha. What they have is called a ruach. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? You're angry. So that happens is then you lose your neshama kedosha, and instead comes in a ruach. Comes in a nefesh metara klipa, comes in a nefesh from the evil forces. Through his anger, he loses his nefesh. Literally, his nefesh, his neshama becomes switched. His neshama becomes substituted. He makes his neshama treifa. When an animal becomes treifa, it can't live too long. He's killing his neshama. He killed his neshama. A little frightening what he says later. He says that all your Torah mitzvahs, can be lost. He says, because this person, basically, who got angry, so Mela, his constitution changed. In other words, the mitzvahs were done by another person. The person who got angry now has a new neshama. It's as if, as it were, it's a totally different neshama. Totally different person. And therefore, there's a totally different rehabilitation, as it were, for a person to be able to retrieve all the Torah mitzvahs that he might be losing because of caste. That's a very, very frightening thing to behold. But this is something that the Rizal says over there. Mitzvahs rabbis u gedoilos hakel nevodim imenu legamre, as he points out. And very, very frightening things. If you see the Eitzah to bring it back, comes the Mor v'shemesh Pasha Sazria. Let's take a look. The Mor v'shemesh Pasha Sazria says the Mor v'shemesh, and he says, Isa b'zoyra kodesh. So the Zohar Kodesh tells us, shal yedei hakas nekar nishmosu mimenu. As a matter of fact, that's the source of what the Arizal told us. That through kas, one's neshama becomes uprooted. That which is a higher level of tshuva. Need a high level of tshuva. He says, and so on and so forth. The chusharois, he says, very interesting, he says, you can see it with the eyes also, the effects, he says, of kas. When somebody becomes angry, you know what happens is, b'shas kas, he says, you say, his face turns white, right? Red, and then it turns white. V'hoyel, as he says, you can see b'shas kas nase odom lovon b'yoser, v'hoyelach mimenu kol admimus shebeponov. You know why? Because ki adam hu anefesh. Red is symbolic of the neshama. Ki adam hu anefesh. If the neshama leaves you, you know what you're left with? White. That's why your face is white. That's what happens when a person's in kas. When a person's in kas, his face turns white, the admimus leaves, the natural redness, the natural color of the face leaves because the neshama has left him. If the neshama has left him, what do you have left in your place? In its place, what you have is, that's called chibur, that is the whiteness. So we're going to conclude here, Rabbi Isai. First with amazing, amazing pshat of the chinuch. We're going to conclude with this. We have number 16. Let me remind you a halacha. Which bepashit is, have you ever thought of it? The halacha needs a lot of beer. The Torah says a halacha in Hilchis Ritzicha. There's a halacha in Parshas Mishpotim. If someone hits his Eved, right? A person who's Makis Avdoi, a person goes ahead and he hits his Eved. So the din is that if the Eved dies within 24 hours, then the Yodoy is Chayv Misa. If the Eved dies after 24 hours, then the Yodoy is not Chayv Misa. What difference does it make? Does it make a difference? Why? Why if he dies within 24 hours, you're chayiv misa? And why is it if he dies after, monafshich, if you're a retzeich, you're a retzeich. Does it make a difference if he died within the meisleis? What's the barometer of the meisleis? Why is it if you kill him? But he died after 24 hours, you're not chayiv misa. The chinuch says something incredible. He says, the chayiv misa, he says, is not on the retzicha. It's the masa. Because if the chayiv misa would be because of the retzicha, it wouldn't make a difference if he died after 24 hours. So why are you chayv misa? He says like this. If you hit someone, if you strike someone, and he lives more than 24 hours, obviously, the blow is not that strong because he lived longer. If you strike someone and he dies within 24 hours, obviously it means that the blow was stronger. What determines whether the blow is stronger or not as strong? You know what determines it? How angry you are. If you hit an Eved and he died within 24 hours, that meant you were angry enough to inflict a blow that's so strong that he died within 24 hours. Yechayev for kash. Unbelievable thing. Amazing interpretation. In other words, the way the Eved dies is symbolic of your attitude. And the Chiv Misa is not on the Ritziches or Eved. The Chiv Misa is on what brought it about. Your attitude towards it happening. You have to see the words to believe it. Look at the words of the Chinuch. Let's take a look. Number 16. In the bottom. Chinuch is a mitzvah nun. Mesherashe mitzvah zu. The shayush of this mitzvah. Sherotzo hokeil. The Rabbi Shalom wanted la'akor mitoich u'mosai hakdoshe. The Rabbi Shalom wanted to be yoiker from a yidin. Roya halev u'achzorius hakdoyle. The Rabbi Shalom wanted to uproot. A yid should not have an evil heart. Should not have achzorius. Valkein tzivso. Therefore the Torah said the following guidelines. Shekol mi sheyigvar olof kas godel kol kach. If you were able to get so angry, sheyake hakoyes moves avdoi, Shehu bebeisoi veino Mashiach, a defenseless Eved. If you were able to get that angry, that to kill him, right, that he dies so soon, so to speak, the klal is sheyumos ha'oisaze. Even though he's part of your furniture, he's kinya kaspoi, you own the Eved, he's your Eved. Therefore, avol pikein yehoreg. Why? Why should you be killed? Why should you be killed? The master. Why should you be killed? Achashe higbir kasoy al nafshe kol kach. V'dein royu v'koshehu. Mishpete Hashem emes tzotko yachdo. It's an amazing thing. Who would see this in this pasuk? Who would be able to read this hashkofe into this halacha? The chilek, when he kills the Eved, right? And the Eved lives, right? Lives. Manages to live in Meshleis. You're not chayv misa. But if he dies within the Meshleis, you're chayv misa. It's not the harige. Because otherwise it doesn't make a difference. Killing is killing. The chilik is how much kas that you have. The Eved dies so soon. That means the blow had to be such a stark blow. Had to be so strong. It had to be mitoich kas. A yid should never reach a madrege, such a level of kas. And to show that point, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us that din, when yidin see the great severity of the oynish of kas, hopefully we will uproot achzoris. Hopefully we uproot roya halev. So finally, Rabbi Yisrael, look at the Sefer Chassidim over here. Let's take a look at the Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim, of course, Milonu Godel. Sefer Chassidim, one of the Rishonim, he says, in Kehelas it says, Al Tevahel Beruchach Olichois. Make sure not to be quick to anger. Says the Sefer Chassidim, Ishchosid Tzivah Lebnoi Bifti Rosoi. There was a Ishchosid who was Mitzavah his son before he died. He left that Tzavoi. Know what he said to his son? You are such a good son to me, he said, during my lifetime. So I want to leave you some instructions. Kishem shekibadetani bechayoi, the same way that you gave me COVID while I was alive, kach techabdeini lachamoisi. Bekayim mitzvosi. Be mekayim my last wishes. You know what my tzvoi is? Vetolin kascho lailo achas. At least, let it sleep over one night. Sleep over. Don't be quick to get angry. Ve'otzoyer beruchacho. Hold back, he says, your fury. Make sure not to speak b'shas kas. If you have anything to say, wait till the kas subsides, then say it. The same thing that you want to say, don't say it when you're angry. It's not going to come out the same, and you're going to regret it. Let me just mention that Rabbi Yehuda Apian told Rav Sholem another thing. Rabbi Yehuda Apian told Rav Sholem Shvadron, he told him, he says, I thought, he says, that at this stage in my life, you know, he was already an old man, an altayid. Rabbi said, I thought that at this stage of my life, I was already misakin the mid of kabdonis. I already was misakin the mid of being angry. But I realized, he says, it's not so. Because the truth is, the reason I don't get angry, because everybody gives me COVID. Everybody gives me COVID, is I have no reason to be angry. So he gave an example, he says, he gave a moshel. He says, let's say, he says, moshel adove doime, he says, to a ganes, who didn't steal, he says, for 6 months. The reason he didn't steal, he says, because he didn't have an opportunity to steal. Does that make him most ganef? And the chelta ganef. The reason he didn't steal, he didn't have an opportunity to steal. He says, Bemis, he says, he was indicting himself. The way tzaddikim do, he says, I was not mistaken in my midah of kabdonis. The only reason I don't get angry, there was no reason to get me angry. But if a reason would come by, who knows if I'd be able to control it or not. This is what he pointed out to say. And he said, this is the idea. This is what he is supposed to learn. And therefore he continued. And he said one thing, one final thing. And Rabbi Lapian said, therefore he says, says, I was not really misakin. He says, my midah of kabdonis. The reason I don't get angry is because there's no sibah for me to get angry. He says, you know when you know where the place, a ganav who has no opportunity to steal is still a ganav. He just didn't have an opportunity to steal. He says, the place of exercise of controlling anger, he says, if you want to know the test, what's the litmus test? What's the litmus test to know if you have control of your anger? Where? Nowhere? The Rabbi says, the litmus test to know where you're at, what level, what madrega you are in controlling kas, is in your house. Because in the house, you believe you're balabayas, you can do what you want. There is the challenge to control your anger. Because you think in your house you can do whatever you want. Who's going to tell me what to do? And if you do control your anger, that, he says, that is the siman that you have control over your anger. Because in a mokim where you're the balabayas, where you have every opportunity to think that you're justified to being angry. I'm the balabos, he says. Who dare defy me, he says. I'm the king of my castle, he says. So no, so that is the litmus test. If a person in his own home, where he's the balabayas, and everybody's supposed to listen to him, and if he's able to control his anger and he doesn't get angry, that is the sibah, that is the mokim. This is a good testing ground. How one behaves at home. Because there's nobody to tell him what to do. There is where the Yerushimayim comes in. There's where the koich of one's midas comes in. There's where we exercise the toiv erech apayim migibur. We should be zeichen to tikkun our midas, especially now in the Yemei HaSfirah.